Are you ever aware of the divine tension between the path you've chosen for yourself and the one that God has chosen for you? The Daffodils by William Wordsworth is the quintessential English romantic poem. He touches on the relationship between ourselves and nature, ourselves and God's creation. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Psalm chapter 16 will take you on a walk. Whether feeling vacant or in a pensive mood, a walk down a path with God. A beautiful path to remind you of God's filling joy, His presence, and His eternal pleasures. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of receiving for a moment. Just relax your body and your mind and your gaze. We will be together for about 15 minutes. But begin now by slowly turning over your palms and placing them down in your lap as a symbolic gesture of your desire to lay down your concerns before God, to turn them over. Inwardly, you may pray, Lord, I give to you my frustration of this. I yield my fear of that. I dispense of my worry of whatever, when, and where. Whatever it is that weighs on your mind or is a concern to you, feel in your hands as you slowly turn it over now. Now, just as slowly, turn your palms up as a symbol of your desire to receive His joy, His presence, and His pleasure. Inwardly, you may pray, Lord, I receive your joy, your presence in my life, the pleasures that you long for me to experience. Keep your palms up now to receive and encounter Him. Spend a few moments now in complete silence. Do not ask for anything, but simply allow the Lord to love you here. Encounter Him now. The breath of God is the life and the power of God. It's given to you to animate you and the world around you. The Hebrew word is ruach, which means wind, breath, air, and spirit. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the life of God living on within you and through you in your breathing, if they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and simply take note of your breathing. Slow, deep belly breathing. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that rhythm. Whisper silently as you breathe in and out, "Lord, you are my path." Lord God, you are my path. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, whispering your rejoice to the Lord, and again, rejoice. Continue to be aware of God in this moment and take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? His presence. What sounds or smells or even tastes remind you of Him? What people, feelings, or emotions come to mind? How does everything around you serve as a reminder of Him to you? Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of being present with Him. No judgment or condemnation here as your thoughts drift. But as your mind wanders from His presence, let that be your trigger for it to return to encounter Him. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding verses from different translations. Don't analyze too carefully for now. Just simply listen for a word gift from the Holy Spirit. One from Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, from the New Living Bible. "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." What did the Holy Spirit center you on? Are you more present and aware of God from this passage? After pausing now a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Well, rest here in the joy of His presence. listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You will reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to draw you back to thoughts of his presence and his abundant joy. Let your mind drift through the imagery of walking with him on the path that he has chosen for you, a path of abundant joy with him. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the message. Listen for words of always and everything. I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, see this passage from Revelation 17 as you stand before the throne of God and worship him in his temple day and night. The one who sits on the throne will spread his tent over you. You will never hunger or thirst again, and you won't be troubled by the sun or any scorching heat. The Lamb in the center of the throne will be your shepherd. He will lead you to the streams of life-giving water, and God will wipe all tears from your eyes. What emotions do you feel? Where do you feel them? How do you feel them? As you were present in your imagination before the throne of God, discern God's presence and provision in your life now, here, today. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of longing for the presence of God. And let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep, that the Lord is your path. Let me pray that in this moment you will encounter and cherish the path God has for you, the present path of abundant joy, a path of eternal pleasures that He guides you along with His right hand. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. Amen. So today and in the days ahead, you will surely experience pensive moments of vacancy or solitude, maybe not sure of the path that you're walking, His or yours. So in those moments, intentionally thank God. If nothing else, thank God for you being aware that you may be wandering away from His path. And consider too how you can be a friend to others who may be feeling themselves drifting from God. How can you guide their hand back to His? Is there any greater calling? So when you're ready, whether starting to wake or starting to sleep, be aware of His presence and the abundant joy that is yours. Be mindful of flashes of beauty around you. And then, as your heart with pleasure fills, you encounter God and dance with the daffodils.